Baby Universe in 5 Years Written by Takanori Igarashi Volume 15 Quantum Fisherman The room was perfectly clean, with not a speck of dust. It was kept at exactly 18 degrees all year round. It is Baby Universe's pride and joy, its state-of-the-art server room. For a centerfield software development company, the equipment in here is almost too extravagant. This is because Baby Universe has recently been having more success in the internet field, so much so that you could call them an internet company. Sitting in the room looking at blueprints was Takahashi Zume, the man who is in control of this state-of-the-art server room. He is the manager of the Development Server Management Department and trusted friend of CTO Yamanaka, the development manager. According to some, he has an IQ of over 180 and is a man with a unique talent. The reason for his suntan, strong body is the fact that prior to coming to Baby Universe, he was a fisherman at the local fishing port. The blueprint that he was inspecting was the layout of the server room. While Baby Universe is already a respectable internet company, the board has recently passed a decision that in the future, the company would have to increase growth in the mobile and in internet sectors. The board's directors are permanent, and the employees must work together to achieve them. Hashizume has decided that it would not be possible to achieve this with the current equipment and made sure that the board was aware of it. Usually, the server runs on one of two server machines, a main machine and a supplementary one. A machine called a load balancer manages the two servers and adjusts the load when one has an issue. In the event of a problem, it switches operation to the other device, avoiding the need to cease operations. In addition, the hard disk of the main machine is mirrored to the supplementary one, meaning the data is protected as long as both of the machines do not fail simultaneously. If you thought about how much space was required for the machine running at any one time, it wouldn't require the space for two machines that it currently occupies. Because of this, as mobile operations start to increase in the future, the server room will face a space problem. Hashizume was also dealing with another concern. No matter how strong the server room is, if there was a very strong earthquake, it could be destroyed in an instant. This had happened previously. Because of this, the board had instructed for a server system that would not lose data and continue running even after an earthquake to be constructed. His response to these issues was very bold. He wanted to increase the size and improve security by constructing three separate servers. The Atami-based server room at Sector A, the Baby Universe EU head office server room at Sector B, and the Baby Universe US head office server room as Sector C. He wanted to make these three servers identical triplets and connect them as server sectors with a backbone wire. He would then have the server data and company information synchronized on all three. This bold but rational plan allowed him to solve the issues that they faced. It did cost an enormous amount, but by removing machines that were not running at a single point in time, he was able to save space and money as well. Building and setting up the new system wasn't too difficult, as professional engineers were on hand, but synchronizing the data required skilled programmers. He selected 15 programmers to help him, and they finished the project in about 6 months. However, Hashizume had recently begun thinking to himself that even with a server at this scale, the rate of expansion in the industry could see the system reach capacity in just 3 years. Even after trying so hard, it'll need to be redone in 3 years. I guess next I'll have to try quantum computer with cluster construction.